Sagt der Mishnah weiter, man sagt es, Bava Metzia, Perik Yud, Mishnah Hei. Misha Yekais Lai Samach Laginas Chaveire. Someone had a wall that was near his friend's garden. Something went wrong with this wall, Venafal, and it fell into his friend's garden. The Amar Loi, the owner of the garden, says to the owner of the wall, or the one who had a wall, would you be so kind, Pane Avanecha, please remove your stones. Pani means empty. Pane, empty out Avanecha your stones from my garden. The Amalai, the owner of the wall, says to the owner of the garden, you know what? Higiyucha, I don't need those stones. You can have them. Here, I'll leave them in your garden and you can use them. Ein Shaymalai, we don't listen to the owner of the wall because you can't force a present on someone. If the owner of the garden doesn't want the stones, he can insist, don't do me any favors, don't give me the stones, just clear away your stones. However, Misha Kibbul Olav, if the owner of the garden says, oh, great, I take a need stones. And he hires workers and they clear the stones out. And afterwards, the owner of the wall says, you know what, I really could use those stones. Why did I give them away? I changed my mind. Amalai, now he says to the owner of the garden, listen, I know it cost you money to clean away the stones. No problem, I'll pay for it. Helach es yitzi secha. Here, take the money that it costed you to clear away the stones. But vani etil es shali, I want to take back my stones. At this point, ein shaymele, we don't listen to the Bala Kaisel to take back his stones. You already gave it away. And he was maskim to take it. Lamaisa, the Gemara says, before he cleared it away, the owner could change his mind. But after he cleared it away, too late. He gave it away, it's his. Vaidrazukt the Mishnah. Hasaychet is a pile of someone high as a worker, lasis imoy betevenu bakash. Here, I say to a worker, help me, I need to process or clean up or pick up the straw. What's exactly the difference between teven and kash? We discussed this earlier. Some say teven is what's left in the tua after the threshing. Kash is the part that's connected to the ground after you cut it. But either way, it's you have to take care of this. Now, it could be he hired this worker to work on his field to take care of the straw to pick it up. Could be he hired him to pick up straw that was hefker. Either way, now it's time to pay it. So V'yamalai, the worker says, after he finishes working, Tenli Sechari, please give me my wages. Give me my money. V'amar, the balabai, says, Loi, to the worker, you know what? I'm not going to pay you, but Toil Masha Sisa Bischarcha. You can take this straw. Ain't Shaymanli, we don't listen to the balabas. I mean, unless the worker wants it. But if not, no, you have to give him money. However, Mishakibal Olav, let's see, the balabas said, you know what, take the straw. And the worker says, okay, I take a need the straw. The Amalai, and then the balabas changes his mind and he says to him, no. Heilach Secharcha, I'll pay you vani etoil es shili. I want to take it. Ain't Shaymanli, too late. Again, you gave it away, the person took it, that's it. What does Zevel mean? Zevel means fertilizer. It's something you put into the ground. It decays into the ground. It breaks up the ground. And for whatever reason, it makes the ground more ready to be able to grow plants there. Sometimes they use the glolim, the dung that came out of animals, for fertilizer. Sometimes they would take straw, allow it to rot or ferment. Then they would put it out on the street and people would walk on it until it was crushed flat or into small pieces. And then they would put it out onto the field and that would help prepare the ground for the field to be able to grow good plants. Now, one of the tekanas of Yeshua ben Nun, when the Yidden went into Eretz Yisrael, or at least there were certain times during the year that it was permissible to take this decayed straw, put it out on the ground, and have people walk on it, even though you're putting it into a public place, into the Rishus HaRabim. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean that if someone gets hurt, the owner doesn't have to pay for it, but he has Rishus to put it out. Let's see our Mishnah. Hamoitzi Zevel, this person takes out this Zevel from his barn, Lirishus HaRabim, but he doesn't do it during the time of the year where it's designated that you have permission to take out Zevel. So the halachi is, if this isn't the time of the year that it's agreed people can keep their straw on the street, their Zevel on the street, to be stepped on, so Hamoitzi, the one who takes it out, Moitzi, you can take it out, but the Hamizavel, the worker that's supposed to take this and fertilize the field with it, has to be ready right away to pick it up and use it to fertilize the field. Mezavel. You can't take it out with the kavana to leave it in the Rishus Adam to people to step on it. You can take it out, put it down, and let the other person take over. Vaiter zok the Mishnah. Ein shayrin, you can't soak tit b'Rishus Adam. Tit was a kind of a putty, clay, a cement. You mixed earth and water. When you would mix it, sometimes you would leave it like that for a few days. Every once in a while you would mix it. It shouldn't get hard, but you would leave it that way so it becomes good cement. Can't leave it soaking in the Rishus Harab. We ain't loivnim levenim. Levenim are bricks. So you remember that from Chumash. Now, what they would do is, they would make a hole in the ground, which is the shape of the brick, and they would pour this tit into that hole, and then they would shape it or make lines in it. There was a whole process. But the point is, after you poured the tit into these holes, you would leave it there until it dried in the sun. And then you would take out the finished brick. Well, you can't do this in the Rishus Harabim. Someone's likely to get hurt. So to soak the tit in the Rishus Harabim, you can never do. How's about, I don't want to soak it, I just want to mix it. I want to mix the water into the tit. I will goivlin tit, that you could do. You could mix the cement for the purpose of building Rishus Harabim in the Rishus Harabim, and then to use it right afterwards to build. You just can't leave it there. Don't soak it there. Now, what if I say I want to mix the tit in the Rishus Harab, not for building, not to be used in construction right now, but to make bricks. But I don't want to make the bricks in the Rishus Harab. No, that not. Avoloi, I don't want you to be megavel, to mix the water and this earth, to mix the tit in the Rishus Harab for the purpose of levenim making bricks, even though you don't want to leave it here to dry until the bricks are formed. You claim right after you mix it, you're going to transfer the brick-making process to a Rishus HaYachid. Well, we were scared it's not going to happen that way. You're going to wind up leaving it there. And therefore, you can't do it. You want to mix it to build, and you're building right away, that's okay. Mix it to make levenim, that can't be done. You ever walk down the street, and there's construction going on, and you have to walk around because there are pipes or bricks or boards piled up on the street? Zakta Mishnah, haboyne b'reshus harabim. Now, this person is building on private property, but he wants to store the building material in the Rishus Harabim. So maybe Avanim, the workers want to bring stones for the purpose of building, maybe they can bring it. As long as V'habayna, the worker that's supposed to build it, Bayna takes it right away and starts building with it. You can use the Rishus Harabim. You can put it down there and the next person takes over. And even though you're allowed to do that, but V'im Hizik, if someone gets hurt, if one of the people walking on the street gets hurt from these stones, Mishalim, the owner of the stones, has to pay Masha Hizik the damage that was done. Now here, Reb Shimon ben Gamliel disagrees. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, he argues on the Tanakama with two things. First, he says that if someone got hurt with these stones during the time that it was mutter for him to keep it in the Rishus Harabim, then the owner of the stones would not have to pay. And the second thing is, Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, unlike the Tanakama, does allow the person to keep the stones there in the Rishus Harabim for a complete 30 days before he starts building. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, Oimer, Af, not only is he potter if someone gets hurt, but misakenhu, he can kind of prepare es melachdoi, all of the things he needs, lifnei shloshim yom, prior to a whole 30 days before the building. In other words, it could be on the street for 30 days. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel holds the chachamim gave rishus for this. Now the halacha is like the Tanakam. You can't keep it there, and if someone gets hurt, you do have to pay for it, despite the fact that for the short while you were allowed to put it out. Okay, so quickly, chazring over what we learned over here in our Mishnah, Peri Yud Mishnah Hey. Someone's wall falls into your friend's garden, and the owner of the garden says, please take away the stones. And the owner says, you know what, I'm not taking it away, but you can keep it. Well, if the garden owner says, I don't want it, you can't force him to keep the stones. You have to clean the garden. Let's say the owner of the garden says, yes, it's good, I could want these stones. And he hires workers and he cleans away the stones. Then the owner of the wall changes his mind. He says, I'll pay you for your expenses, but I want the stones back. Too late. You gave it away. You can't take it back. If someone hires a worker to work with him with the straw, and instead of paying him, he says, you know what, you can take the straw. No, you have to give him money. If the worker agrees to take the straw, and then you change your mind, say, no, I change my mind. I want you to take money instead. Too late. You already gave it to him. Someone wants to take his straw out to the Rishus Harabim, not during the time that you're allowed to do it. You're allowed to keep it there and people step on it. There was a time during the year you were allowed to, but this is not that time period. So you can take it out, but right away it has to be used for Zevel, because this is decayed straw that is taken out, straw that rotted, you want to take it out, and the next person has to pick it up from there and use it on the field. You're not allowed to soak tit in the Rishus HaRabim. That's a kind of cement that's made. You mix the water and the earth. You can't allow it to soak in the Rishus HaRabim. You can't make the bricks in the Rishus HaRabim. As we explained the process, they made holes in the ground. You poured in the tit, waited for it to dry. You could mix the tit in the Rishus HaRabim. You can't soak it, but you could mix the water and the offer to be used right afterwards for building. That's okay, but you can't mix the offer for the brick-making process, even though you say you're not going to make the bricks in the Rishus HaRabim. We said someone who's building, and he wants to keep his supplies in the Rishus HaRabim, put the stones down there, but the builder has to take it right away and use it. And even during that short time, should someone get hurt, the owner of the stones would have to pay. Rav Shimon Gamliel disagrees. He says if he takes it up at Rishus, the owner does not have to pay. And he also says that a person has a whole 30 days to keep his building material in the Rishus HaRabim before they start building, but the halacha is not like Rav Shimon Gamliel.